Welcome to Fantasy Quick Hits. This is Miles. I'm talking even faster because I don't know why. I listen to everything on time and a half, and that's probably my problem. I should probably just talk at my normal speed. And I think I just saw a UFO. Well, it's actually probably a plane. But anyway, that's just... yeah, turned sideways. Now it's a plane. Darn it. Here I thought I was going to get on to, like, they're going to suck me up, send me to Area 51, show me how the sausage is made and whatever happens. Anywho, our drafts start tonight, 7 p.m. They are 24-hour picks with an 8-hour pause overnight. I have the second pick in the one league, and I've got... I should have the third pick because I suck, but I traded it away for Davante Adams many years ago. So that's probably actually been okay, but it's like worth... Was it the saying is a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush? I'm like, yeah, I've got Davante Adams. That's going to help me win. I'll be fifth at worst. I'm like, oh, I place ninth and eighth consistently. So we all know you're not coming here for statistical analysis. Cam wants us to be an analysis show. Yeah, I might. It's way too many people. We got to lean into our personalities. And Cam just gets angry and red-faced. So, anywho, in my second pick, I think he's going to take Marvin Harrison Jr., and then I will take up Neighbors unless somebody offers me the world for him. And at that point, I'm willing to trade out. I don't get it. I looked at my stats from the last few years, and I'm always like fifth or sixth in points minimum. But I always end up losing. I like ninth and tenth a lot. So sometimes the bad luck just goes for you. But, and then the other league, if Joey has my third pick, and if Roma Dunze isn't there, he said he's willing to trade out. And we've talked a couple of trade possibilities, and I don't know. It's who doesn't want a shiny new toy? And I've got a whole bunch of these backup running backs. It should be worth a third round pick. So maybe instead of trying to trade them now, once we get into the third round, we'll try and trade them there. And I got my pool up. It's filling with water, but it's 16 feet by 32 feet. For those of you in Europe that use meters, I don't know what the conversion is, but it's like 5 meters by 11 meters, roughly, give or take. And it's deep, so deep that we can't even fill it up all the way because my son would... Like, you want to be able to, like, stand and not drown. So we're going to keep the water a little bit lower for him. And that's what's going on. I still haven't quit my job. Still is on my mind, though. It's like I've kind of kissed and made up with my boss. But figuratively, not mentally. Or not physically. Because, like, somebody the other day called him ugly. I'm like, he's not ugly. He's plain. And, well, I am nearing 50 years old. I did call myself a DILF the other day when describing me. So, I had it going on when I was younger. Ooh, quick other side note. I have taken my clothes off for money. And that's just funny. Anywho. Oh, God, I should probably quit saying anywho. But our draft is starting tonight. I'm excited. I've got some, like, potential trades lined up. And they're fair trades, which people just think is surprising for me. I'm like, man, if I want to get a deal done, I'll move heaven and earth to do it. But that will be the end of that. Hold on one second. Did you know that I had a breakdancing goldfish? But he's only did it once. And he only did it for about 20 seconds. And that's been Fantasy Quick Hits with Miles. Wish me luck on my draft.